1. Self-distribution of the first source and center. It would seem that the Father, back in eternity, inaugurated a policy of profound self-distribution. There is inherent in the selfless, loving, and lovable nature of the Universal Father something which causes him to reserve to himself the exercise of only those powers and that authority which he apparently finds it impossible to delegate or to bestow. The Universal Father all along has divested himself of every part of himself that was bestowable on any other creator or creature. He has delegated to his divine sons and their associated intelligences every power and all authority that could be delegated. He has actually transferred to his sovereign sons, in their respective universes, every prerogative of administrative authority that was transferable. In the affairs of a local universe, he has made each sovereign creator son just as perfect, competent, and authoritative as is the eternal son in the original and central universe. He has given away, actually bestowed, with the dignity and sanctity of personality possession, all of himself and all of his attributes, everything he possibly could divest himself of, in every way, in every age, in every place, and to every person, and in every universe except that of his central indwelling. Divine personality is not self-centered. Self-distribution and sharing of personality characterize divine free will selfhood. Creatures crave association with other personal creatures. Creators are moved to share divinity with their universe children. The personality of the infinite is disclosed as the Universal Father, who shares reality of being and equality of self with two coordinate personalities, the Eternal Son and the Conjoint Actor. For knowledge concerning the Father's personality and divine attributes, we will always be dependent on the revelations of the Eternal Son. For when the conjoint act of creation was effected, when the third person of deity sprang into personality existence and executed the combined concepts of his divine parents, the Father ceased to exist as the unqualified personality. With the coming into being of the conjoint actor and the materialization of the central core of creation, certain eternal changes took place. God gave himself as an absolute personality to his eternal Son. Thus does the Father bestow the personality of infinity upon his only begotten Son, while they both bestow the conjoint personality of their eternal union upon the infinite Spirit. For these and other reasons beyond the concept of the finite mind, it is exceedingly difficult for the human creature to comprehend God's infinite Father personality except as it is universally revealed in the eternal Son and, with the Son, is universally active in the infinite Spirit. Since the paradise sons of God visit the evolutionary worlds and sometimes even they dwell in the likeness of mortal flesh, and since these bestowals make it possible for mortal man actually to know something of the nature and character of divine personality, therefore must the creatures of the planetary spheres look to the bestowals of these paradise sons for reliable and trustworthy information regarding the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.